Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Well, good morning, everyone. Happy Sunday. I am super excited, as I always am here on the radio. This is a time where I'm able to just plug in and kind of get into my own little world and share what others are doing around the world. So for me, this is an awesome part of my day. So welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. As I said, my name is Tony Gambone, and we're here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. You can find us every Sunday morning from 7:30 to 8:30 Central Standard Time, here on Tough Talk Radio Network. Now, if you're interested in being a guest to share what you're doing in your community with the Lord or by the Lord or through the Lord, you can go to toughtalkchristianradio.com, click the button to register as a guest, and we would love to share the word that you're doing in your community. So today's guest, I've been practicing her name all morning here. It's Keturah Ford. She's a successful blogger. She was a teacher. There's a whole bunch about Keturah that we're going to talk about. But before we get to that, though, I just want to make sure that everyone knows a couple of things. One, you can call into the show, 347-989-1363, just to listen by phone. Or you can press number one on your phone after you dial in, and you can come up into the studio and ask questions to our guest as well. Now, I want to just talk about one little thing before we move forward and bring Keturah up on the show. She has a website called womenseekinggod.org. And it's funny because I just was reading this morning and thinking about how I could share this with my men's Bible study that I do on Monday nights. And then I start reading some information about Keturah and, getting ready for the show. I was like, wow, it's just crazy how God just keeps putting these things in front of us if we take time to look up and recognize it. Now, what I was reading this morning is, out of a men's devotional was about how we as men need to start asking our spouse or our children, our family, just taking time out to ask questions on how their day was. What's going on in the world? What was yesterday like? What do you think about tomorrow? Just having conversation. Now, guys, I want you to pay attention to this because there was a thing in there that should have been a blinking light in parentheses that said, you don't do this in the car on the way to a ball game. You don't do this, in the middle of doing the dishes together. This is time sitting down one-on-one and just having a conversation with your spouse or your children. You might find that it kind of, the way they referenced the similarity of it was how Jesus was with his disciples. They were busy. They traveled and they were helping others and doing different things, but they had quiet time together, and Jesus was able to teach them through parables, through conversation. And we know that information that they gained is still going on today. People are still understanding it. So just think about the value of what you can get out of having a conversation with your spouse or your children. Now, women, this goes for you too, right? But as a man, I can personally say that that's probably something that's not top on our list. Now, we're always like, hey, I hope everything's okay. I hope you're having a great day. But do you really sit down time, quiet time, not doing anything but just sitting face to face and saying, how was your day today? And then listen. You might find that 10 minutes you were planning to take turns into an hour because there's a lot of information that we store up as spouses or as children or as parents that we don't get out because no one ever asked us. So I want you to take time today to think about that, guys. When is there a time where you can just plan on asking your spouse or your children that question? So that's my little piece for today. I hope someone will take something from that. And as I mentioned in the beginning, the call-in number is 347-989-1363. What we're going to do is take a short commercial break, and we're going to come back with Keturah Ford. And as I mentioned, after a successful career as a teacher, She took a leap of faith into the blogging world in 2015 via her website called womenseekinggod.org. So we're going to learn more about her in a few minutes, but make sure to connect with us, okay? Get us on Facebook at Tough Talk Radio Network, or connect with me on Facebook at Tony Gambone. You can also find me on Twitter at Tony Gambone or at TTRN, Tough Talk Radio Network. Look forward to connecting with you. We always are excited about meeting new people. And once again, if you're someone that wants to get your message out there in a wider space, like around the world, give us a holler at toughtalkradionetwork.com. Register to be a guest on our show. We'll be right back after this here very short commercial break.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, and as some of you know, we're here every Sunday morning, 7:30 to 8:30 on the Tough Talk Christian Radio Show. We have other shows that air during the week as well. If you're interested in airing a show and not sure how to do that, contact me. Here's my personal email, tony@tonygambone.com. Love to talk to you about how you might be able to get your message out there daily as well. Okay, so my guest, as I mentioned, Keturah Ford. After a successful career as a teacher, Keturah took a leap of faith into the blogging world. Now, I don't know about you, but when blogging became popular, everybody seemed to do it for about 2 months. And then if you go on their website, you'll see a tab that says blog, and you'll click on the tab, and it says, well, 2012. Here we are almost in 2017, and people are still gaining access to opportunity using the blogging world. So I want to welcome Keturah Ford to the show. Keturah, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Gambone.
Please call me Tony. And okay. I am super excited about having you on the show today for a couple of reasons. One, because you're focused on women. And as I mentioned in my monologue, that, you know, I kind of focus on men as well. And there needs to be that piece, that bridge that brings them together. And secondly, it's because you're calling in from the neck of the woods where I used to live in the New Jersey area, and right over the bridge is where I grew up in the Philadelphia area. So always good to talk to people from back home. So let's talk about a couple of things, Keturah, before we get into to the women's website that you have, Women Seeking God. Tell me, you were a teacher. How long were you a teacher for?
I was a teacher for 7-8 years, and I had my daughter in 2014, and I just wasn't the same woman. I was on my way to going to get my doctorate degree. I was very driven, very passionate math teacher. I taught adults who were pursuing their GED, their high school credential, who hadn't had the opportunity to graduate from traditional public schools. And then I went on to teach college math, and I was just this driven woman. And then when I had my daughter, I just wasn't the same. And I told my husband, I said, I just can't imagine returning back to that. And the Lord was just dealing with me. He was dealing with me, and I just knew, I sensed that it wasn't meant for me to return back to that career. And it was successful. I'm still in contact with many of my students today who have gone on to do wonderful things, gone on to graduate not only high school, but are in college programs and have gone on to graduate college. So it's an exciting thing to actually follow my former students, but the Lord was drawing me away from that. Yes.
So, interesting that you were able to gain the opportunity to teach basically adults, because You know, there's a big difference. Maybe it's even easier to teach adults than putting up with the school systems with children and their parents. But you were kind of groomed for that, and then you took the next leap. When you did that, I mean, you said because your daughter was born, I assumed that you wanted to be closer to your daughter and spend more time that way. Mm-hmm. But we still have to we always seem to think about how we're going to supplement our income so that we can stay on the same comfort level that we were originally before that took place. And so blogging, I love the blogging world. I think it's an awesome opportunity. I think it's just great that we can use the internet to be successful in different ways. And it has nothing to do with money. But when you thought about blogging, how did you feel? Or did you even think that that could supplement your income?
Well, it was really scary at first. While I was teaching, I was very active in ministry, very active in my church, and I had actually did this women's conference called Women Seeking God. I actually started Young Women Seeking God, and believe it or not, I was expecting ages 17 to 24 to show up, and then women of all ages showed up. So I just still, when the conferences would be over, I just still had this urging to still connect with women. So I had started writing towards the end of my pregnancy. And then when I sensed the Lord that the Lord wanted me to take the writing further, I made it more official. I made it more formal. And I just began to do some research because I didn't know too much about it. And I connected with another blogger who had been doing it longer. She had an e-course, and I took it. I bought it and took it, and it was just so informative. And I said, I could do this. God, you have my back on this. I could do this. So I just began. I started the blog. I wrote my post. I began to share it with family and friends. And it helped me connect with women more than a conference could have. I was connecting, making all these awesome connections with women all over the world. And then that's when I got comfortable with writing books and really getting feeling comfortable enough to take my writing, to step it up a notch and begin to writing books. And that's where Affirmations for Women was birthed, because I had to think about how was I going to supplement my income, you know, with the writing, and writing a book was the perfect way to supplement my income, because you're totally right. You know, me and my husband, we're working people, and now we have a daughter to support, and diapers and wipes were not cheap. So yes, that was definitely something I had to think about. Yes.
Yeah. And you know, we know that we're not supposed to put money before God. I mean, we know that. But that doesn't mean that we don't think about how we're going to keep the lights on. So I love the fact that you are able to do that. And you know, I mean, let's give God the glory for this. He put a child in your arms so that you had to make that choice, and that you were strong enough to follow that, and that he was powerful enough to make it happen. I want to tell everyone, womanseekinggod.org is a website they can find some stuff on. And I'm on your website, and I just, you know, it's funny. I just forward the link to my wife, because there is a 10-day devotional on there. And I think when I read it, it says, do the mistakes of your past frustrate you? Are you looking to leave some things behind for better? It's not too late for a clean slate. Your life matters to God, who will complete what he began in you. And it's Philippians 1:6. And so to me, those, just that right there, you know, when you do something like that there, you are accomplishing what God put you on earth for, at least in my mind, to share the word with others. Now, you just took an ebook and put it into a hardcover, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, Affirmations for Women, yes.
Okay, and so they can find that on Amazon?
Yep, it's on Amazon. It is on Amazon.com.
Okay, very good. And can people connect with you on your – so you have a blog. I mean, you have a daily blog. How can people connect with you, communicate with you?
There is actually – when you scroll down on the homepage, you can actually subscribe. And once someone subscribes, I get their email information, and any blog that I put out, it automatically goes to their email. And also through that, I get their email, and I also have a newsletter that I send out personally and more personal on a periodic basis just to connect with women, to welcome them for joining the blog community, because I do consider it the community, and it's there. I also take prayer requests and things of that nature. I do giveaways as well through that blog community as well. And they're also invited from time to time. I'll do like a teleseminar, and they're also invited to those types of events as well through the private community. But yeah, right on the homepage, there is a subscribe link where women can put their email information in and join right in.
Very good. Now, as you go through these, how long have you been doing this right now?
Blogging informally since I was 8 months pregnant, and that was end of 2013. Informally since 2015, September was when I hit publish on my official womenseekinggod.org website, September of 2015. Yes.
So tell me, because I can hear your smile. So I know that this is really, it's really working well for you. Tell me some of the takeaways that you've learned, because people say a lot of times to people they learn from, oh, I needed that so much, thank you so much. And I don't know that they realize how much the person doing it gains out of it, maybe more than they are. Can you tell me somebody, share some of that with us?
Yes. Some of the takeaways that I have learned from this experience is to really trust God. Believe that he's called you to it. If you don't have that, if you don't believe that he's called you to it, it's easy to give up. And there were days that I wanted to give up, but I knew that the Lord had drawn me to this. I knew that it was bigger than me. Also, too, really take Connection With seriously. It's bigger than a dollar. For every book sale that I see, I pray for that woman who gets that book, who downloads that book, who buys that print book. For every devotional that's downloaded, I pray for that woman. I reach out to that woman, asking them if there's anything that I could pray for them with, if you have any questions, but really taking the connection seriously. And the third point, stay true to who God called you to be. Don't try to be like anybody else. Don't compare yourself with anybody else, because the blogging world, it exploded, and there's so much out there. There are so many people out there. But as long as you stick to the manner in which God called you to it, don't try to do it like anybody else. And there were many temptations where I would, you know, I said, I could do it this way and be more popular, but the Holy Spirit will always draw me back and say, no, I need you to keep it like this. This is the way I want you to do it. So basically knowing that God called you to it, taking each connection, each sale seriously, and number three, don't look around and don't compare yourself.
There's three good things to try to do, but without being able to lean forward into God, or, you know, have someone you can connect with on a daily basis, because you know we go down a road with a lot of whys and turns and, you know, different directions appear. Satan just jumps up and down everywhere. But so when you have people that when these women get your devotional and you reach out to them, do you tell them to share it with one of their friends so that they could have someone to have conversation with afterwards? Because I know I hear things differently than you hear. And if we're both listening to the same thing, it could be valuable to receive that information two different ways.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I do ask, in addition to asking them to share the devotional, in the devotional, I actually express the importance of community. In seeking God, you can't do it alone. You can't do it alone. If I'm hearing you correctly, you have to do it in community. I I understand the importance of the local church. I understand the importance of mentorship. I understand the importance of accountability. And that's one of the things that I actually stress at the, I think it's, I believe it's the beginning of the devotional, stay connected, stay accountable to someone. And yes, I do spread the importance of sharing the information, because if it had not been for God and Him sending people my way to pray for me, even in my darkest moments, and that's what drew me to Women Seeking God. I remember when it was so hard for me to stay on track spiritually. Although I grew up in the church, there was just it was too long of a phase that I just wanted to do my own thing. And when God met me, it was just His grace. He met me, and I'm so thankful for His grace. But there was so many people around me who held me accountable, who were around me, who checked on me, and to make sure that I was going to church, to make sure that I was, you know, nurturing my relationship with God. So yes, I do reach back and check on the women and to see if they can share it with another woman who may be in need, and also really stressing the important part of staying connected and really, really tuning in to mentors and wise counsel is very important, very important.
Now, I'm reading here that you also serve as a minister at your church.
Yes, I do. I'm sitting in the parking lot right now.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So tell me what you do at church. What part of do you serve in?
I am in outreach and evangelism. My church is located in Salem, New Jersey, a high need area. High need area meaning there is a lot of poverty, there's a lot of unemployment, and one of my jobs in particular is to help reach out to the community, spreading the love of God. Our theme is loving on our community. And that's one of the areas that I'm really passionate about, reaching out to the community, people who are not necessarily coming to church on Sunday. So we had an event for the community on around Halloween, inviting the kids from the town and their parents, and it was just absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Well, I spent a lot of time driving up and down the Black Horse Pike in New Jersey from Philadelphia to Atlantic City. And there is a lot of communities there that are in need of leadership, mentorship, and the Lord. And one of the problems I think that people feel as though it's a waste of time. And it's just really good to know that you don't look at it that way and that you're out there helping others, because it's people in them places that can be raised up to be great.
Yes.
Be used as an example of the opportunity that allows you to have. So I think that's awesome. Tell me if there's a new book coming out.
A new book. Oh, wow. Well, I do. In 2017, it will be 9 to 5 with God. Wow, you put me on blast, Tony. I hadn't planned on it, announcing that, but a new book, 9 to 5 with God, is something that is dear to my heart as I'm learning to balance motherhood, being a wife, and also a writer. 9 to 5 with God, just in encouraging women to embrace their career, embrace being a family woman, but also nurturing your time with God. Although you may be a career woman, although you might be a wife or a mom or either or, just being able to embrace moments with God, that's 2017. Wow, Tony. Hadn't planned on talking about that.
Well, that's good, because women, one of the things that I find, and, you know, I've done some business coaching and mentoring, and one of the things that I find that women struggle with is not knowing their value. You know, men, we have ego, and that covers up our weakness of not knowing our value. But women, they don't. It's the opposite. So, I mean, men still struggle from it, but it just takes longer to dig it out of them. With women, I think once they realize their value, they're unstoppable. I really believe that. So I'm glad that you're going to do that. Another book. I found that once you do one book, it's just when you I don't even know how to explain it. It's hard to explain the thanks that you get for putting that book together. It makes you feel obligated to do another one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. That is very good. So I want to say thanks again. We're up against the clock for time, but I really do appreciate you spending time with us here on the show. I hope that when the next book comes out, or even before that, if you have something going on that you want to share, that you'll come back and visit with us some
Absolutely.
More. And, you know, and just the best of luck for your daughter. What is your daughter's name?
Her name is Jordan. Jordan. We used her name. It was a transitional moment for me and my husband. And as the people of Israel crossed the Jordan into the promised land, that was what her name signified for us. Yeah.
Awesome. So what does your husband do for a living?
My husband is a teacher. Yeah, he's an education consultant for the state of New Jersey. He teaches, he teaches the blind. Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. Oh, that's really good. So very good. I'm super excited and super thankful that you spent time with us today and shared what you're doing. I hope people will reach out to you, connect with you on social media, and get ladies and guys, if you're listening, get this for your lady, get the free devotional. Okay. Just download it and then go to Amazon and pick up the book. This is a great opportunity. You can find all this information, how to get there, how to get to it, through the website, womenseekinggod.org, or reach out to me, and I will make sure that I connect you to Keturah. Now, can you give them an email or a way to connect with you other than your website?
Yes, info@womenseekinggod.org is my direct email, info@womenseekinggod.org.
All right. Well, we surely thank you for your time today. Hope you have a blessed week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. This has been a blessing.
All right. Well, folks, you know, I just get I get lost for words sometimes on how interesting people are once they realize the strength that God gives them, and they find out their value. And it's just very good to see what Keturah Ford is doing for the women in her area and for the people in her communities out there by doing this volunteer stuff in the communities and working as a pastor at a church as well. And make sure you can connect with her on Facebook at Women Seeking God, or you can connect with her website, womenseekinggod.org. Make sure to reach out to her. And like I said, I've already sent my wife the link to the download for the devotional, because that's where it starts, by sharing something with others. You just never know what you bring to it. I hope you'll tune in with us next week, 7:30 Central Standard Time, on the Tough Talk Christian Radio. Hoping everyone has a blessed week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.